Thank you, Professor Perales. It's a great pleasure to welcome you all here. These teacher institutes are the bonus, in fact, in many ways, the real compensation that we who serve on the Board of Humanities Texas get. There's no pay, but we do have a chance on a regular basis to get to see people who are doing the real work of real history, and it's a delight to get to see you, and I look forward to getting to meet some of you a bit later on. I would like to thank, in addition to Monica Perales, our hosts, the University of Houston and the Center for Public History of the College of Liberal Arts and Social Sciences, and our partnership with the Museum of Fine Arts here in Houston. This initiative is supported by the state of Texas thanks to the initiative of our Lieutenant Governor, David Dewhurst, and the help of the Speaker of the House, Joe Strauss. Humanities Texas is the state affiliate of the National Endowment for Humanities. We are a statewide organization that advances heritage, culture, and education. We do so in many ways, but above all, we support Texas classroom teachers through grants for public programming, through our 60 traveling exhibitions for your schools, and through our outstanding teacher awards, which recognize excellence among K-12 educators. Finally, we support teachers with enrichment institutes like this one, and this is our 102nd such program. We're pleased to offer these programs because we believe so deeply in the important work that you do. Thank you for your dedication to a profession which will determine our future history. Now, before I introduce our keynote speaker, the distinguished historian James Patterson, I need to make a personal confession, and that is that the subject of tonight's lecture, and in fact this entire program, is deeply personal because, you see, the 1960 presidential election was the first one that I really participated in, or at least participated as an eager reader of newspapers and magazines and watcher of television. It just so happened that it coincided with that time in my life when I became aware of those things. I was 14 that year. But it happened to be a really tremendous election to watch. The drama of Nixon and Kennedy, the closeness of the vote, and of course the impact it had on the immediate history of the very exciting decade of the 1960s. All that was just a gift of having been 14 in the year 1960. But I can't, with all true heart, tell you that it was a happy time, because for me, it was twinned with, you might say, political tragedy. Because parallel to the ambition of John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon was the ambition of Chase Untermyer to be president of the student council of Spring Branch Junior High School here in Houston. I had plotted for 2 years, which was a significant portion of my sentient life at that point, to become president of the student council. I looked upon myself as the junior high equivalent of Richard Nixon. I was the person with experience, with knowledge, with the ability to get the job done. And who was running against me but the captain of the football team? He was the John F. Kennedy equivalent. He was the handsome, athletic guy who had the not beautiful wife, but beautiful date on many a sock hop. And I don't have to tell you how the election turned out. All I can say is that it wasn't close. That was the main difference between me and Richard Nixon, is that he almost won and I definitely didn't. And I guess I was the only 14-year-old boy in the United States who identified with Richard Nixon, who saw the election of 1960 as a parallel tragedy in our time. But I was inspired, as was Richard Nixon, to come back. And I'm happy to report that I did become, in time, the president of the Memorial High School Student Council. So triumph did follow tragedy. Now, I suspect that Professor Patterson is not going to talk about that. Well, I think he'll talk about the real election in 1960, as well he should, in which case he is more than prepared to do so, and a great treat is in store for all of us. Professor James D. Patterson is the Ford Foundation Professor of History Emeritus at Brown University, where he taught from 1972 to 2002. He received an MA and PhD in history from Harvard University after serving in the Army and working as a journalist. He began his academic career at Indiana University, where he taught from 1964 to 1972. Professor Patterson's many honors include the Frederick Jackson Turner Book Prize, a Guggenheim Fellowship, and the prestigious Bancroft Prize for American History for his book, Grand Expectations, The United States, 1945 to 1974. Dr. Patterson is the author of many other highly praised books in American history, the most recent of which is The Eve of Destruction, How 1965 Transformed America, published in 2012. And not on the official biography, I'm happy also to drop the name of another of his books, which was a well-reviewed biography of Senator Robert A. Taft. It was well-reviewed by me for the Houston Chronicle when it appeared in 1972, and that was because it was my great luck to sit next in the Houston Chronicle newsroom to Mary Margaret Patterson, the sister-in-law of our speaker. So with all those connections and that bit of personal confession, it's my great, great pleasure and honor to introduce to you Professor James T. Patterson.